One thing the Charlie Hebdo attacks made clear, it can be dangerous to be a cartoonist. And it's not just armed extremists. Last night, a cartoonist in Malaysia got arrested for posting something on Twitter. Zulkifli Anwar Ul Haq, better known as Zunar, criticized the government. He accused the prime minister of rigging the trial of a leading opposition politician. It's a complex yarn, and here to help us untangle it is the world's Carol Hills, who keeps her eyes on all things satirical around the globe. Now, you've met Zunar a couple of times, Carol. What's he like? Does he come across as a rabble-rouser?
Well, he's like in his early 50s. He's been cartooning for about 20 years. He's a very daring cartoonist from Malaysia, and he's somebody who started out publishing his cartoons in newspapers, and gradually he became more critical of the Malaysian government, and then the newspapers were too afraid to publish him. And so then he found a publisher to publish his cartoons. But gradually, the Malaysian government has taken steps to ensure that they just can't get printed.
It sounds like he's something of a celebrity in Malaysia.
He is. He's very provocative. He'll go right after the first couple, you know, the first lady's spending habits, the concern that there's a sort of incredible cronyism in Malaysia. I mean, he'll just say it like it is. And there is a sedition law in Malaysia, which the government can pull out at any moment and say, oh, this is rattling relations between our delicate ethnic minority makeup. So it's a complicated thing, but he is very much a provocateur, but also just kind of a really fun guy.
So disentangle for us what's going on with Zunar right now. What did he do? What did he say to get in trouble?
Well, a couple days ago, he tweeted a cartoon and a comment. And the cartoon was about the re-imprisonment of an opposition figure, Anwar Ibrahim. It's a complicated tale, but the gist is that a court is going to uphold a verdict. He's going back to prison on sodomy charges. It's unclear whether any of them are true, but Zunar's cartoon basically shows the Prime Minister Najib handing down the verdict, that it wasn't an independent judiciary, it was the Prime Minister dictating it, so his chief opposition person would be in prison.
Right, so Zunar makes this very provocative statement in a cartoon about this guy who will presumably now be re-imprisoned. Who is Anwar Ibrahim?
Anwar Ibrahim has been in Malaysian politics forever. I think he's in his 60s. He now is effectively the leader of the opposition movement. And over the years, he's been accused of being homosexual, which sodomy or homosexuality is illegal in Malaysia, and then was charged with sodomy of political aid. And the thinking is that it's not clear whether any of it's true, but it's such a harsh accusation to make in the climate of Malaysia that, you know, his political career is effectively ruined and that these are efforts by the government to simply remove him from the scene.
So the government dusted off this sedition law and charged Zunar. Will he be detained? What happens next?
It's unclear. I spoke to the head of the Cartoonist Rights Network International this morning, Robert Russell. He says, and the wires also say, Zunar is going to be held until Friday while the government investigates. What Robert Russell said today, who heads the Rights Network, he said that the UN in Geneva has invited Zunar to speak in, say, the second week of March. And he thinks that this may be a way to prevent Zunar from getting to Geneva to speak. He's worried that the government will create a way to seize Zunar's passport. And what Zunar plans to do at the UN in Geneva, and he will be asking the UN to designate an annual day to celebrate satire and cartoons. Mm. And he wants that day to be annually on January 7th, which is the anniversary of Charlie Hebdo.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, it feels like since the Charlie Hebdo attacks last month, stories about the heat that political cartoonists are facing are more and more common. Is that the case, or are we just more aware of the pressures cartoonists face now since Charlie Hebdo?
We're more aware. It's been around for a while. In fact, there's any number of cases going on as we speak.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see if Zunar gets the go-ahead to go to Geneva from the Malaysian government. All right, the world's Carol Hills. Thank you very much. We'll leave it there.
Thanks, Marco.
This is The World.
Support for PRI's The World comes from LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing solutions for business owners to get legal help, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.